Hey, what's the intro gonna be?
Weird shit.
I'll fucking tell you what the intro is gonna be. It's gonna be awesome.
Welcome back, guys. Yep.
Yeah.
That one's gonna leave you with probably a question mark for the opening moments of this episode. But let's move forward.
Yeah. I'm not gonna give you time to recover from it either.
What energy should you expect from this episode?
Well, I slipped it in subliminally. In the intro, I said weird shit.
Yep.
That's what it is.
So that's the energy.
Well, yeah.
That's why you got the well.
Yeah. It's like, so, it's pretty weird.
It's kind of like, don't be too nervous, but it is going to be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the well was. So, let's get into some, we'll call them light catch-ups, I guess, you know? Some light catch-ups. Let's see if I have anything. Oh well. I'd say it qualifies as a catch-up. I just dropped the EP. The EP you've all been waiting for. Dark Side. Very Dark nice. Side finally out. Catch on SoundCloud. Catch on YouTube. Yep.
Very poppin'.
And if you so desire, you can catch the lyric videos as well.
Within a week.
Yeah, those are going to come within a week.
Very nice. Because sometimes I don't think they'd be understanding what you'd be putting
I think
down.
I got to let them know. I think I got to let them know. Any other updates?
Let's see. I saw Andrew Dice Clay while I was paying my insurance. That was pretty dope.
He's moving pretty fast, though.
He's moving pretty fast. I don't know what he was up to. I didn't stop him. But I got pretty excited. That was my first time seeing him.
He wasn't doing comedian stuff.
I don't think he was doing the usual bits that we know and love him for.
Maybe it was something simple. Maybe he had Taco Bell. He has some problems.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, you think he shit himself.
He was. He was like, oh, okay. Gotta move. Gotta move. Maybe. Never know.
Real talk, though. What we need to get into is some fights.
Yes, we do. Because it's about that time. It's about that time and it's around that time. Now with UFC 266 coming up. Now, this card, we had different fights that we were saying we were excited about. Now, yes, we got a lot going on with this card. I'm really excited, but I'm excited because I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm hyped for Nick Diaz and Robbie Lawler as well. But I'm actually really coming here because I'm like, hey, this is a fight that's really going to say something between Volkanovski and Ortega. It really is.
Very true.
Because the way that it goes really says, I feel like says a lot. So I'd say a lot for the division and then also for these two guys. Because let's say Ortega was to go in there, dominate on the feet. What does that mean? What does that mean for Ortega now? That might be a reach for him going in there doing
but he goes in there and does that.
He goes in there and kind of, you know. Let's say Ortega goes in there thinking he's going to grapple him because that's the more trustworthy thing to do, and that don't work. How much does that open our eyes on Volkanovski? Oh, wow. You ain't just really about to grapple him like that. You ain't about to just ground game your way into a victory.
That's true.
But let's not start at the main event. Let's start at the bottom of the card.
You can see, though. You can see what I'm hyped for. So let's start, bottom of the card. I'll even go... Just because, you know, I was kind of surprised. We'll start prelims. Don't got my glasses on me, so y'all gonna have to forgive me.
Yeah.
We got Dan Hooker versus Nasrat Haqparast. I feel like I was pretty close, but
yeah, again, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. Again, bear with me. Haqparast is 13-3-0. Dan Hooker is 20-10-0.
Yeah, Dan's been racking up losses lately.
Yeah.
racking up the L's.
But I still want to say, like, who he is, and also being a very durable guy.
Every one of them was competitive, though, with the exception of Chandler.
Yeah, yeah. Which is why, what I was about to say, I think he'll beat Nasrat. He beats guys who aren't, like, you know, necessarily the top competition.
What I would say to that is...
normally.
I feel like he should beat. He should win this fight. However, it is a pivotal fight. Because if he doesn't, what does that mean? I believe that's 5 losses in a row. And then he's losing on the prelims. When you lose on the prelims, that's bad news.
Yeah.
You don't have anywhere else to go. You're at the bottom of the card.
Not a good something.
So, yeah, he should win the fight. But all the pressure is on him. This guy has a chance to make a name off beating Dan Hooker.
Mm-hmm.
All the pressure is on Dan. That makes a difference in a fight.
Changes the approach. Might make him overdo it. As I'm looking at this, too, I got the tail of the tape in front of my face. Nasrat is 26, standing at 5'8", 72-inch reach. Dan Hooker, 6 feet, 31 years old, 75-inch reach.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Dan.
I'm going to go
with Dan. Dan's not a guy you want to have a reach advantage over.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dan as well. I believe that it should be within his style matchup wise and like physical matchup wise. It should be within his reach to win this match. Mm-hmm.
Pun intended.
Yeah. Pun intended. Fully.
Yeah. But you're right. You're right. And knowing that it's one of those nights, one of those big cards, could be in his head.
Yeah.
Could be in his head. Other fight I was shocked about. We got Marlon Moraes versus... How is this pronounced again? Is it Volishvili? Moraes Volishvili?
That's better than what I would be able to say.
I'm actually kind of a fan. I never got that one. I'm kind of good with difficult names.
I don't
names.
Think I'm familiar with them.
We're going to go with, yeah, Marab Volishvili. Pretty sure that's how it is because the D is like silent. Volishvili is 13-4-0. Mahias 23-8-1.
I'm gonna go with Marlon. I still believe he has the experience and the skill set.
And they really are virtually the same.
Yeah. When he's facing a guy who's about his size, he's pretty good.
Something is telling me to pick Volishvili, though. He's not a slouch. He's the younger guy. Inch longer reach, which not too significant. That 1 inch normally doesn't do nothing unless you use it. I don't know. I'm gonna pick Volishvili.
I'm going with Marlon.
All right. Maybe we'll come back to that one and call it out. I think the last time we called one on the podcast, I was right about it, but we didn't reference it. Actually, no. I was wrong. So we won't reference it. All right. That brings us to the main card. Now, main card, we got Jessica Andrade and Cynthia Calvillo. I don't even know Calvillo like that.
Really?
I don't. But she's 9-2-1. And then we got Jessica Andrade. She's 21-9-0.
Calvillo is... she's really good. She's a gamer. She's like... she's there with everybody. And she fights often.
Okay.
She's basically gotten all those fights in like 2 years.
A little bit. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's impressive.
I'm going... I'm sorry, go ahead. you go first on this one.
I'm going to definitely say she has a chance. That's all I was going to say. Me not knowing her, I'm going to go with Andrade. Andrade, whichever one it is.
Andrade.
Andrade. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go with Andrade.
I believe in Cynthia. I think she has the experience now that she can get a big win over Jessica. I think Jessica's kind of diminished now. She's taken some big losses. I don't think she's what she used to be.
This is getting interesting now. Let's see how this continues. Next, we have Blades and Rosenstruck. Now, I don't know if you caught on to this. I don't know if any of the people listening know. Kind of a fan of Curtis Blades. Kind of a fan. Pretty dominant groundwork, and that's something I've always admired. Been able to respect, if you will. Pretty
dominant groundwork. Very interesting.
Yeah. I had a feeling you weren't aware of that.
I mean, I think you're the first person I've ever heard who's a Curtis Blades fan.
Oh. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and let that lead into my prediction for the fight. I'm going to go ahead and pick Curtis Blades. Pretty sure he's taking this one. We got Blades 14-3-0, Rosenstruck 12-2-0. Pretty clean record, considering that if you want to cut him some slack, one of those L's is Ngannou, the champion.
True.
And a monster of a man. True. Now, you did get straight embarrassed, though, but, you know.
He got punished for the things he was saying. He was talking a little crazy. Like he was going to do something. He had to get shown.
I feel like it's always been the crazier you talk, the better you got to perform.
But it's not usually the case.
That's true, because you have to deliver.
Yeah.
Not everyone's able to. But so...
I'm not usually like a fan of Curtis Blades, but I'm going to pick Curtis Blades because Rosenstruck is kind of trash.
Oh, man. That's a spoonful of slander. Just a little scoop of slander.
Yeah. Go ahead and have your episode dose of slander.
It's going to be two spoonfuls because I do agree. and that leads us into the welterweights. Nick Diaz, Robbie Lawler. The returning Nick Diaz and the returning Robbie Lawler. I almost forgot because I knew I hadn't seen Lawler in a while, but I was forgetting, you know, like, I don't know. Forgot. Now, I gotta say, for someone I used to hate so much in Nick Diaz, I'm pretty excited for this return. I watched them run the promo and I was like, wow, I'm ready for this.
What specifically are you excited about?
I believe that for however much, you know, he loves being in the cage, that's about to come through from being gone so long. whatever's left as far as like the rage in him, and then however much, if you want to doubt how he's going to bring, you know, something a little different, a little extra intensity. You guys know he's going in there against Robbie Lawler, so he has to. You got to believe he's going to. So that's part of the reason I'm excited to see him come back. And then also I'm like, okay, the disrespect factor of the Diaz brothers, he does it better, I feel like. He does it better. He's bringing the, like, come on. Come on.
Yeah. Because he's kind of doing it on accident.
So, yeah. He did it in a way that I liked more.
Really?
Because...
I thought he was the one who made you hate it more.
But if you can really invoke emotion that well, you're doing it right. If you just make me mad, which is how Nate was, I was like, I don't even... You're trash. Like, I didn't even respect him. So you're trash. What are you even doing? Where's the skills at? I wasn't feeling it. It wasn't the same.
You don't think he has the skills, though?
Well, no, that's. I'm just saying, that was me then.
Oh.
That was me then, before I did my studies of the Diaz brothers. But so as far as my pick, I'm gonna go ahead. I was thinking about this one for a while, and then I was like, nah, yeah, I should probably go ahead and stick with that pick. I'm gonna pick Robbie Lawler. Pretty sure Robbie's got that.
Via what?
Oh, so now is when we start specifying, huh?
What is the via?
TKO. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's thinking that. I feel it. I smell it.
You think
smelling a TKO.
You think Nick's closer to CTE land?
Nah, I just Robbie has the power to send him there for sure. Like,
so this is the one that puts him there.
CTE land.
That's true, because when you take the damage at this age, it's completely irreversible. It's not going to heal. It's gonna stay that way.
Like, if a doctor knew Robbie Lawler, they probably would tell you, like, Lawler bombs is probably not the bombs you want to take at this age.
No.
Probably try different bombs.
However, I don't know if that's how you feel, but I feel like Robbie's already taken enough to be there.
Yeah.
And what did it was, for sure, the Colby Covington fight, when he broke the record of punches landed on somebody on him.
I almost forgot about that. That makes me want to watch it again.
Taking that at an old age, I think that left him never the same.
Come on.
And the thing is his last, like, two or three fights before that fight were similar, where people were just unloading on him because he's too tough for his own good. He's still not getting finished, but he's taking all the damage. So soon it's leading up to, you're going to get knocked out. It's all going to accumulate, and I'm feeling like it's going to be a full circle. He's going to get knocked out again by Nick Diaz. It's going to come full circle 17 years later.
I don't know about that one. See, I started feeling like that, but then I was like, that'd be very storied and stuff like that. Pretty kind of tragic for Robbie, in a sense. I was like, nah, I don't think it could happen, though. I don't think Nick has the finishing left.
What if he has more?
Maybe.
He's had the time to, we've seen him kind of get bigger, and now he's going to be like cutting a more significant amount of weight to 170. He was already kind of a heavy-handed guy, which is why he knocked him out the first time. You can't consider the fact that he is one of the only people that has knocked out Robbie Lawler. That has to account for something.
Yeah. I feel like maybe this one we should put a wager on. Because this one we're basically calling exact opposites. Want to say a round? Want to call a round live on the podcast? I guess I shouldn't say live.
I guess no, if I'm going to officially say it. I feel like he can knock Robbie out, but if I had to officially put money on it, I'm not going to bet on a knockout.
Okay.
Not against Robbie. You can't bet on a knockout against Robbie.
I was going to see if you were going to do that, because I was like, all right, this should be pretty... Should be a pretty smooth bet.
No. If I'm officially betting on it, then I'd say that he's gonna decision him. He's gonna just beat him into oblivion. It's gonna kind of look like the BJ Penn fight. He's gonna just be pounding on him for a few rounds.
He can get a little blood.
Yeah. Robbie's probably gonna be smiling a lot of the time. And then he's going to probably almost go down from some body shots. That's how I kind of see the fight going.
It could easily go that way.
He's going to take a lot of damage, and then he'd be like, well, that was classic Robbie. He still can't get finished. But also, that was classic still Nick. That's going to be the story, I feel.
Eating up all the
they
damage.
Were both classic, but not both for good reasons.
Well, alright then. Well, we'll see how that plays out. Next up, we got my women's flyweight favorite, Valentina Shevchenko, going against Lauren Murphy. Now, I don't know Lauren Murphy, so I'm not gonna say anything. I'm gonna just jump straight to the pick, Shevchenko.
Wow.
That is a little disrespectful.
Is it? I don't know if it's as much disrespectful as it is like full fanboy.
Oh, now that it is, yes.
Yeah. It's like, I don't need to know about your skills. I know who I support. They can't be beaten. My favorite can't be beaten.
She's too dominant. Way too dominant.
So, to be fair, with Lauren Murphy, from what I know of her,
I'll pull up the tail of the tape.
Very tough.
0.5 reach advantage. 5 years older.
She's 5'4". Yeah, they're about the same size. Mm-hmm. She's very tough. She actually has like some really, she has a lot of experience, so she's pretty skilled in all areas. She's pretty well rounded. But at 38 years old, your skill set, she's just not going to cut it against the class of Valentina.
So I'm telling you, she's about to come in.
It's a different class of skill that you're going to experience. Like, she has, what does she have? 15-4. She had 19 professional fights. That's a lot of fights. She's never experienced anything like that. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
See how she adapts. Because she is, that's what she's good at. She's pretty good at adapting. Because she has experience, she normally has some sort of reaction for something. It's going to be interesting to see how react. See.
Maybe she can adapt it if maybe she hangs around a couple
sort
rounds.
Of like an awakening. Like a very last ditch effort awakening in your career.
Because that, you know what? That would prove some really good fighter IQ.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. But I'm still cheering for Valentina.
Of course.
I love seeing greatness.
Now, main event, we have Alexander Volkanovski versus Brian Ortega. Now, I'm just now realizing this. Volkanovski's 22-1. Ortega's 15-1. They both only have one loss. This is even more than I said before. It really is saying something. Not only is this Ortega's title shot as well.
His second.
Second title shot.
The first one is that loss.
Oh, I should also point out there's a no contest on Ortega's record. I don't know the fight, but just for accuracy purposes. Now, I lost a little track of what I was saying, so I'm going to jump into the pick. This one took me a minute because I was seeing this one pretty like, I wasn't giving it that much thought. I was kind of calling it very quickly. But I saw this tail of the tape before now, even before it was in front of my face. And I realized, I was like, okay, so Brian's a little bit taller. Arm's a little bit shorter. That's interesting. Then I realized, I was like, actually, it's like that kind of happens with a lot of Volkanovski's opponents. I went and looked. I was like, he kind of just has long arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I realized that was one of his advantages. And, then I started looking again, started looking at some more performances, and I was like, I'm going to stick with where I was at. Stick with what I was thinking, not just because of the tail of the tape, but that was like the tipping point that sent me to make the decision. I'm going to stick with Volkanovski. I'm pretty sure he has this. Pretty sure he's taking this one. Now, what I will say is, haven't been able to say how. Because one thing you have to give Brian is, pretty durable. He was taking that damage round after round. It was getting worse and worse, but boy did he take it. So How's he gonna get him out of there? What's he gonna do?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a big fight. It's definitely a big fight. Like you said, it means a lot for both fighters.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that you haven't mentioned yet is because these are the two best fighters who have fought Max, mm-hmm. who is kind of like the people's champion.
Which has to be, I would say, has to be in your mind, knowing how difficult of a fight that was. And knowing he's waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
He's waiting like, all right, I'll be waiting patiently as soon as the time comes.
I think it's kind of a big statement for Volkanovski on not just winning this fight, but how he wins this fight, because of the fact that the way he won the title isn't fully validated by a lot of people. They feel like Max is the rightful champion. So the fact that Max finished Brian in the fourth round due to a corner stoppage.
Yeah.
Volkanovski kind of has to match the performance. If he lets Max look good against him with the performance that Max had, it definitely makes it seem like he's not the rightful champion.
For the argument, yeah.
Because he's struggling against guys that Max cleaned.
And if you're me, I honestly kind of felt like neither performance was that dominant over Max.
No.
Neither one was so for me. The second one, I really am.
Max won.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The second one, Max definitely. He was like, okay, y'all saw that, right? You know the champ.
Yeah.
So that I definitely am looking at this.
Not officially, like, okay, of course.
Yeah. I really am looking at this like, okay, then you gotta show me something, because I started to quickly jump onto the hype train, and now I don't like to do that with fighters. I have to properly monitor the hype.
Were you ever a part of the TC hype train? Did you ever hop aboard?
It's like I came to check it out. I came to see what everyone was talking about. And then I came and like visited the hype shop.
Yeah.
Once he got that hanging guillotine on whoever that was.
Cub Swanson.
It was Cub. When I saw that, that's when I went in and started checking out the shop. But I never bought anything. I was like, pretty cool shop. That's what it was like. It was like, cool.
So then, like, you were following when he had the big finish over Frankie Edgar. He knocked him out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, kind of that's the other half of the statement. In a sense, I could buy in on Brian Ortega if he shows that he didn't put a new ripple in his game.
I mean, and look at how he came back against the zombie.
Yeah. Oh, I actually didn't see that fight.
Yeah, he landed like 3 spinning back elbows, like perfectly timed. He was just working them because the zombie was eating it the whole time. So he was just putting on like a clinic of striking.
So I'm saying, because whether or not I'm hype or I'm on the Volkanovski hype train, I do really respect how talented he is. And he's obviously the champion. So Ortega putting him out, that's enough to earn my fandom, I'd say. Earn me being like, all right, I'll take a quick
visit on the hype train. Where Ortega wins the fight and becomes the champion, and Max wins his matchup against Yair, and they rematch.
Mm.
That would be a pretty great rematch, because the tables would be turned. This time, Brian would be defending.
Yeah. And because with a better, like, with him showing he didn't worked his hands a little bit more, keep in mind, Brian kind of has the better, to some degree, better size match matching up with Max.
Kind of.
Especially comparing to Volk. And
kind of.
Especially comparing to Volk.
But I think that fight is the one he wants the most. I think he wants this fight because of the belt, but he wants Max because of the pride.
Mm.
of being beaten the way that he was. Max was literally teaching him. Max was coaching him during the fight.
Yeah, that feeling stays with you.
He's a very, like he was saying on Ultimate Fighter, he's a very competitive guy. Mm. He's a cocky guy. So the fact that Max was, like, humiliating him, was, like, showboating and, like, coaching him and just having his way, he wants that one back for sure. He wants to prove himself.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm saying. This fight really says something, and then I guess, I mean, I was kind of exaggerating earlier. The performances say something too.
Yeah.
For
me, I didn't say it, but Volkanovski for sure. Okay. I'm actually gonna predict that Volkanovski, I think he finishes him within 3 rounds. I think he finishes him before the championship rounds.
All right. If we're gonna give a call, I'm gonna say. Yeah, I'm gonna say 3rd round TKO. So the most important fight we agreed on. The rest yeah. we're a little split on, but the most important one we're like, all right, that one's going. We agree on how it was going. All right. Well, that's gonna be interesting. What I might do is. I might live tweet it. So if y'all have me on Twitter, get ready for some funny stuff. Probably get drunk and live tweet it for the just for y'all.
That'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm probably going to be raging on the Diaz-Lawler fight.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
Everything's going to be all caps.
I'm feeling like I'm going to probably depending on where I'm watching it, I'm probably going to lose my voice.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those cards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't help it.
But, hey. Some good picks.
Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes we don't be giving people that much because we kind of be having the same picks.
Uh-huh.
We be picking the same people through the whole card. This one, I'm going to be interested to follow that. And I'll probably be adding you when you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. I'll be doing the same.
Mm-hmm. Just to give people a nice little Twitter war that they probably haven't had in a while. You didn't say there was like other fights happening around the same time, are there? Like, no?
Not really that I care about.
Okay, I don't know if there was, because at first, the weeks following or previous, there was like a lot of events lined up at the same time, it seemed like. Next time we're getting into some fights, maybe we'll throw in some wrestling updates. Things have been getting in there. Things have been getting good with wrestling on, I'd say, both fronts, if you will. But I think it's about that time, right?
Yeah.
It's about that time. Y'all got a pretty juicy sode. We gave you 2 full cups of juice.
Some slander.
Mm-hmm.
Some weirdness.
And not too much. You probably thought it was going to be real weird. And you're like, oh, okay. This is like
that. It's not that weird.
This is the amount I tuned in for. All right, cool.
And
cool.
Then some good picks to go with it.
And now you're probably even more ready for the card. You have our detailed analyses. And that's how I'm going to pronounce that. So then now is the perfect time for you to go ahead and exit. You got what you wanted out of the show? We're going to exit as well because we love you.
Yeah.
But before we do, we want you to know that we love you. And you to be able to share that with us. So, you need links for that. Why don't you go ahead and link them in?
Link them in on what?
Let's try Twitter. I think people will be liking that. People will be using that.
Well, go ahead and click on the link.
Did you click it?
Good.
Where did it take you?
Took you right to painfully tight Twitter.
Just where you want it to land. Ain't that something?
Might want to get ended up on there one day.
Yeah.
Who knows?
If it brought you there, you may as well
You might want your picture taken and posted up or something.
Feels right, don't it? Wanting to stay there.
Let us know. But to let us know, you're going to have to follow us. So go ahead and do that.
And if you weren't catching it, we like to keep it direct.
Painfully tight.
At the end of the day. Painfully tight. And it will be the same for that. Same on Instagram as well.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Instagram, painfully tight.
So then we like to also make it simple so people don't be confused. Like, man, how do I get them on Instagram?
Don't forget, you know, we haven't plugged that in a long time. YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
Subscribe on YouTube.
Because then, while you're already on there, next time you're thinking, man, got to switch over to Spotify. Got to go switch over to Anchor. Mm-hmm. One of these other... No. We're everywhere. We're making it easy for you.
It's still on
YouTube. Stay where you're at. PT, painfully tight. You know who we are. Now, if you're just one of those and you want us individually... I'm
a freak.
Yeah, you're one of the freaky ones. You like to get more than painfully tight.
You like it painful.
You like it painful, specifically. Can't get enough. It wasn't anything else that we're providing. You came for the pain. If that's what you came for, I'll at least tell you where to find me. At Twitter, BLACC_CA$H. Alright? That's me.
And I'll be the love doctor. Javon_Kamanawai. Javon_ a long ass name that you probably can't say. Kamanawai.
And if you couldn't tell by how he said it, there's tiers of freakiness. So if you're top tier freaky, his is the Twitter you're going to go to. Mm-hmm. That's the one you head on over to. Back on me, though, you can replug that same at into SoundCloud to go check out Dark Side out now. Also on YouTube. So then you can go ahead and run the trio, watch what you was watching, head over to Painfully Tight, get done with that. Head over to my YouTube, listen to Dark Side. Well, we got any other... Have we let them know where to find us efficiently?
Yeah, I think so. I'm collapsing.
Wow, that's something. Well, guys, we love you more than Wendy's chicken nuggets, okay? And I really love Wendy's chicken nuggets. That's like the best chicken nuggets they have. All right? So we love y'all. We're going to see y'all next time.
Peace out.
Yeah, peace out. And shout out to Wendy's Chicken Nuts. We love y'all.